Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent, Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Tommy. You know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about fall armyworms and how they were attacking alfalfa and brome fields and really lawns like crazy. And those larvae are now or have been pupating, and the adult moths will be flying around, depositing more eggs, giving us another generation. So, you know, one of those crops that we really kind of left out last time was sorghum. Early on, fall armyworms attack that sorghum. They get down into the whorl where those leaves are at, and they'll cause irregular shaped holes in the foliage. But at that point, early on, it's not practical to spray. One, we're not losing any yield. But two, it's just really hard to get those insects just covered in insecticide. So it just doesn't make sense to do it. But at this point, those fall armyworms could be out. They could be damaging some heads of our sorghum, along with the corn earworms. So how much damage can these, I'm going to call them headworms, cause? Well, these headworms, the corn earworms and the fall armyworms, can cause a loss of 5% per worm per head. So, you know, it can cause a lot of damage pretty quickly. So going out and detecting these early while those larvae are still small is going to be the most beneficial. The larger the larvae get, the more grain they damage, and they'll continue to damage until they go ahead and pupate. But that isn't the only thing we got dealing with in sorghum right now. At the same time, sugarcane aphids are continuing to migrate into Kansas. In fact, individual winged aphids are pretty common now, and we're actually starting to see some colonies being established, with a few of those causing some pretty good concerns throughout the state. So with all that said, what I can just tell you to do, keep going out, monitoring your sorghum fields for your headworms. Sorghum is really kind of susceptible until that soft dough stage. And keep looking for those sugarcane aphids. They can be a problem through the hard dough stage. And while we're out and about, we might as well keep checking those brome and alfalfa fields for your fall armyworms, as they will continue to be an issue until we have a killing frost. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to give the office a call at 785-448-6826.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Coming up Tuesday morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources and 4-H Youth Development Agent Abby Powell.